item 8, 10, 0, 703. Keeping you busy.
I'm getting tired of it, yeah. Another beaches and dunes project in Middlesex County. Mr. Spangler is requesting authorization to replace a 50-foot long timber groin and construct 40 linear feet of replacement timber bulkhead aligned immediately channelward of a deteriorated bulkhead adjacent to property situated along the Rappahannock River in Middlesex County. Project requires both subaqueous and a coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permit. Vicinity map. Project's located here near Stingray Point, along an area called White Point, small subdivision. This shoreline faces towards the north, and as you can see, is exposed to very long northerly fetches. Closer view of the topographic map. Peninsula here forms the White Point subdivision, Broad Creek on the south side of it, Rappahannock on the north. Property is approximately 50 feet wide with a sandy beach channelward of a deteriorated railroad cross tie bulkhead. The house is approximately 15 feet landward of the existing bulkhead. A deteriorated timber groin is located near the western property line and abuts what appears to be a deteriorated riprap groin. The White Point shoreline is currently protected with a variety of timber and vinyl bulkheads, riprap revetments, both timber and riprap groins of various lengths and spacing. The shoreline is regularly damaged during storm events and would obviously benefit from the development and implementation of a coordinated shoreline management plan. This is the plan view drawing that was included with the application. In orange is depicting the lot. The applicants are seeking authorization to construct this 50-foot timber groin, which appears to be adjacent to an existing riprap groin and an existing deteriorated timber groin. They're also wanting to construct 40 feet of replacement bulkhead aligned immediately channelward of that deteriorated railroad tie bulkhead. Like we often see in some of these older subdivisions, it seems like each lot has a groin extending along the property line. You know, it's kind of like a way of staking out your property, I think. So the spacing is all different along these properties with the groins, with respect to the groins. This is a cross-sectional drawing of the proposed bulkhead. In brown is the existing railroad tie bulkhead. What they're wanting to do is go immediately channelward to that with a new bulkhead. Timber, tongue and groove, typical timber tongue and groove type bulkhead. This is a cross-section of the proposed groin. It's proposed to be constructed adjacent to the existing deteriorated timber groin. The old one is not proposed to be removed. This section view of the groin is proposed to extend 50 feet channelward of the bulkhead. The drawing is not to scale, and although the bulkhead does slope as it extends channelward, it does not appear to be a true low-profile design. The channelward end of a low-profile groin extends no higher than the elevation of mean low water and then slopes landward at a rate of approximately 10 to 1, which approximates the typical Chesapeake Bay beach slope. It's a ground shot of the existing groin. The end of it is it's been wiped out. And you can see there's a riprap groin on the opposite side of it that apparently is on the neighbor's or extends from the neighbor's property. The construction of the groin and bulkhead will directly impact 90 square feet of jurisdictional beach and subaqueous land. Middlesex County has not adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beaches Ordinance, and again, you're charged as serving as the Beaches and Dunes Board in this case. Also requires a subaqueous permit here. Ground shot looking across the old bulkhead. See the beach on the channelward side here. You'll also note the steps to their deck in the close proximity of the house. In their report dated June 9th, VIM states bulkheads are not an appropriate shoreline treatment from an environmental perspective along high-energy shorelines because they sever the connection between the adjacent upland and the nearshore environment. They also note that bulkheads often contribute to their own destruction because they reflect wave energy and erode the shoreline on the channelward side of the structure. As an alternative, they recommend removing the existing bulkhead and the construction of a riprap revetment with the toe aligned along the alignment of the old bulkhead. VIM states that riprap revetments tend to dissipate wave energy and provide more habitat value than bulkheads, and they typically last longer than bulkheads. With regard to the proposed groin, VIM questions the need for the structure since the revetment on the adjacent shoreline appears to be serving as a groin. That's the groin that extends out from this revetment. If it is deemed necessary, VIM recommends the groin be constructed utilizing a low-profile design. Ground shot looking downstream towards the east, towards Stingray Point. You can see there's a bulkhead that extends out on the neighboring property that also transitions down into a groin and has a riprap scour protection along the side of it. No other state agencies have commented on the proposed modification, and no comments were received in response to the public notice, and neither adjoining property owner offered any objections. This is the existing groin. You can see the riprap groin on the far side of it. A properly designed offshore breakwater system coupled with appropriate beach nourishment would serve to protect the property while preserving many of the beneficial functions of the beach. However, without a coordinated effort being undertaken by the neighboring property owners along White Point, a breakwater system is probably impractical. Staff agrees that a properly sized riprap revetment would be preferable at this site, but due to the proximity of the house, we question whether it could be installed landward of the existing bulkhead. We also question the need to construct a new timber bulkhead, adjacent to the riprap groin that currently extends along the western property line. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1403 and 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, we recommend denial of this project as currently proposed. However, we would recommend approval of a modified proposal to construct a properly designed riprap revetment extending a maximum of 6 feet channelward of the existing bulkhead, and the repair and enhancement of the existing riprap groin along the western property line in lieu of constructing an additional timber groin, with the condition that the riprap groin must be constructed with a low-profile design. If the applicant is unwilling to modify his proposal as recommended, he could restructure or reconstruct the bulkhead and groin in the same location, provided the groin is constructed in a low-profile design. Finally, staff also recommends the applicants consider nourishing the beach with appropriately sized sand to provide additional protection to the property. As I previously mentioned in another case, placement of properly sized beach nourishment material on an existing beach is statutorily authorized under the Beaches and Dunes Ordinance. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Commissioner, have any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up the last part of your recommendation, you indicate that if he's unwilling to modify the proposal, that they could still replace what's there, provided that the groin be done in a low-profile design.
And it was done in the same footprint. Yes, sir.
Right. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Is the applicant or representative here? Okay, the
matter before the commission. I move to deny the application in accordance with staff recommendation.
Second by Mr. Robbins. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Is anyone here against? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous.